That's my boyfriend.
Figure that way you get the whole range of the decibel spectrum or some shit. I don't fucking know. I'm not a fucking master mixer guy. I don't do shit. Yeah, no, good.
Please, go on.
Just going to get drunk while you look at me.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sanctuary. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your hosts, Salsa.
And Jenna.
And special guest.
I'm Joe. Been here before and shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have a table full of things here.
Yes.
I got home from work today, and I caught my mother-in-law sneaking into my house.
Oh.
And
she
said, I realized that I had not gotten AON a Christmas present.
Oh, God.
So I have no idea what's in these boxes.
Oh, no,
here.
You're probably not going to like it. Well, sometimes.
I mean, sometimes, but it's a pretty good possibility that I won't. So let's, I guess,
open
these.
She likes to fuck with us sometimes.
I guess pick one and...
I want the shitty tape thing.
Okay, I'm going to open this one because it's easy. It looks like a bottle of booze.
Wow, that tape just came right off. Here, Joe, I got you some tape.
Cool, thank you.
This is... it's a bottle of sour cherry schnapps.
Ooh! Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah, I think we should crack into this.
Well, I'm still not drinking this podcast, so...
I'll drink her and James's.
Oh, that's right, you're not.
Yeah, okay. I got one more podcast to go. Okay, this is all full of cardboard. Oh, there's bubble wrap.
We've lost her.
You guys got a box of cardboard and bubble wrap.
I'm excited. What?
Apparently, I'm dating a cat.
You are.
That looks like a.
That looks like a different bottle of booze.
No, that looks like a decanter.
Does look like a decanter.
Ooh.
Oh, god damn, that's fancy.
Holy buckets of balls.
Ooh.
We are going to get a picture of this.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
To put on the podcast.
Fuck.
Because, holy shit.
Oh my god.
I take back everything I said.
I take back most of what I said.
Most things that you said are being taken back. Whoa,
that's pretty swanky looking.
Yeah.
Also, I have bubble wrap.
What we have here is a glass decanter. Very tall and slender. With black
tall drink
glass
of water.
And like gold designs and accents.
Yeah.
And a clear glass handle.
It's painted.
If you rub it hard enough, Will Smith will pop out of it.
Mm-hmm. And a spiky butt plug on top.
Yep. Don't. Okay, never mind.
This is with this thing, it's one of the rare times you actually want to start with a thick end so it doesn't break.
Mm. Yeah, you
looks like
take
we have glasses as well.
Ooh.
We do have
we
do have glasses as well.
Oh my god.
This is like a whole goddamn set.
It is, yeah.
It's for the podcast?
It's for the podcast.
Does she know us?
She this is for the sex right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are three glasses.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, we are definitely getting a picture onto the website for y'all to see what just happened here. And I'm guessing the sour cherry schnapps goes inside of it.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's what I'd do.
Looks like it probably needs a rinse first, though.
Yeah.
So we won't do that just yet.
Oh,
it's alcohol. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I want to see one of these glasses.
You think they actually cleaned glasses like back in the Old West? No, there's no point. Wipe the dust out, throw some whiskey in it, whatever.
They also died of dysentery at, like, 25, so...
Well, yeah, if you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah, but at this point, I've lived past 25. That's they may have been on to something.
Real cowboys died from getting shot.
So I think what we'll do is, like I said, I'll get pictures of these on the website, and then I'll get it all cleaned up and polished up, and I'll get the cherry schnapps in there, and then next weekend when James is here, we'll drink it.
Yay!
Yes.
Or the weekend after when Jenna can drink it.
No, I can drink next week.
Next week, you go. Okay.
Yes.
Math is hard. What you been up to? Oh, wait. What am I drinking?
Yeah, what are you drinking? You and
what
Joe
am I
are drinking,
Joe?
I brought Hoegaarden. It's Belgian beer. It's tasty.
A wit beer.
And it's fun because it's called Hoegaarden.
Coriander and orange peel.
Yeah.
I like this shit.
I'm drinking Real Brewed Gold Peak Tea Raspberry with real sugar. Mm. I got some of this at a gas station on the way to Kansas City and got addicted.
Yeah.
It's a straight up addiction at this point. What?
Said Dick.
She got addicted. That's right, you got addicted.
I mean, I was riding with Joe, so.
Oh.
I don't wear pants in the car.
Yeah.
Who does?
I try not to.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, what have you been up to, Salsa? I haven't been here for a while. It's been a couple weeks.
I mean, none of us have.
But I haven't been here longer than you. That's haven't been here
true.
Longer.
You haven't.
Wait.
Because you've been a slack ass.
Yes, I've been lazy.
What have I been up to? I have been directing.
I can bear witness.
Yes, I have been directing a show, and I hope I've been doing a good job.
Yeah, it's acceptable.
But it's honestly we've got Fearless Five is approaching fast.
Oh God!
And it's terrifying and fun at the same time. I had that moment in rehearsal last week where everything came together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's always nice.
Yeah, it's just like, because everything was like still kind of choppy and people were kind of, it was like here and then just like everybody kind of figured out what I was trying to do with their characters and they made the thing work and it was just like, oh yeah, that's what I
mean. One of those wonderful things where it's in a rehearsal where it's like, yeah, everything you just did, keep doing that.
Yep.
All the other shit that I said stop doing, continue to stop doing it.
Exactly.
But the thing you just did, do that more.
So we've got that figured out, and now it's going to be just a lot of repetition and fine tuning with a whetstone to the head.
Are you bringing a whetstone into rehearsal? I'm gonna have to say something about that. I think.
That you want to borrow the whetstone?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Story checks out. Been doing that. I can't wait. That's really, really, really exciting. And I am getting ready for Mondo.
Yay!
Which is coming up in just a couple weeks.
What's Mondo?
Mondo is a juggling festival.
Ah, okay.
It is a huge juggling festival, as a matter of fact. The Twin Cities actually has quite the juggling and unicycle and circus arts community.
Right, it's carny trash convergence.
Pretty much. but it's actually, well said, it's actually a huge community here in the Twin Cities. And so when we put on a juggling festival, we have people from literally all over the world show up. We have people from Russia and Finland and Argentina and, you know, fucking Brazil and all over.
And you know it's good if people are willing to show up from Argentina during the middle of Minnesota winter.
Right?
Fuck.
But, people show up from all over, and it's 3 days of juggling and unicycling and other performance arts, and it is a good time. And there are workshops, and there are things to learn, and there are people to learn from.
All that fun shit that'll totally get you laid, but you will lose a girlfriend while you're learning it.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure?
I mean, if you're trying to master juggling, like, 7 fucking rings, no, you'll get laid if you can do that well. But the process of learning it...
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You're gonna get dumped while you're learning it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
That stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a couple hundred of those people in one place, and it's a good time.
It's full of those people.
But I'm going to be
carny trash convergence. Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
Not only attending, but also performing at that this year. So
yay!
Are you throwing shit in your face and down your gullet?
Yep. And nice. I sent them my music today. Yesterday, I sent them my music last night.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be performing to Weird Al's Eat It.
Yes!
God damn it.
Yes.
That's fucking perfect.
Yes. Yes, it is.
For you and your show, it is especially so.
Actually, I got a question.
Yes.
That's half tangent and half related. Have you ever swallowed a curved sword?
Yes.
Is that trickier than...
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I imagine, because you got to, like, bend your body and shit. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, because it's curved.
Uh-huh. Also, the katana, which I use, has an off-center tip, which also makes it difficult.
Okay.
Because instead of sliding down the center and kind of moving stuff out of the way gently, it's going along a side. And so if it catches on anything, for example, it's a lot easier for it to do that.
Okay. All right.
So it is a order of magnitude more difficult.
That makes sense. Second question.
Yes.
How good are you at, you know, since you swallow swords?
At singing? At
No. Come on, they know.
Using chopsticks?
They know.
I know. I don't.
Sucking dick.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that? I'm fantastic. Are you kidding?
I mean, I'm Chinese, so it wouldn't make any fucking difference.
Aw.
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 Aw. It's like a tuna can.
What? Eating sushi? No, that's Japanese.
That's Japanese. Mm-hmm. And racist.
Yes.
And it kills whales.
Delicious, delicious whales.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did that. And what else did I did? Took the kids to the science museum.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They enjoyed that a great deal.
I believe that. It's, Science Museum is one of those great places where you're like, I don't know what the fuck to do with you. I feel like I need to get you doing something. Here, go run around this place and, like, pretend to learn something.
We have a family membership.
Mm.
So it's just like, let's go.
Nice. No, that's a good call.
I like museums where the policy is you can touch anything.
Pretty much.
Like, that's...
Yeah.
Like, when Joe and I went to Duluth and we went to the train museum.
Yeah.
Joe was like a little kid.
Yeah. Oh no, I agree entirely.
It was super cool.
Fucking boss.
Well, I was when we first went, I was just kind of like, yeah, I get it, it's a museum, but then we went down to the level full of trains.
Yeah.
And then I became I was aware of the fact then that wait, I get to climb on all this shit. Oh!
The thing is you think you know. You're like, oh, it's a train. You're like, I know what a train is. And then you stand next to one, and you just feel very, very tiny.
My favorite was the snowplow train. Are
fucking huge.
I think the snowplow train was the coolest.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, no,
but they're so goddamn cool. Big.
I felt like I won as a girlfriend that day.
Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah. You did good.
Oh, I remember what I did. I was going to talk about this last week, and then we didn't record.
Yeah.
We moved my daughter.
Yes. Out of the house.
Down to 9th and Hennepin. No. She's on a fucking own now.
So my son is like me.
Yes.
A night owl.
Yes.
And my daughter has school in the morning, goddammit. And so he has been just an absolute menace keeping her up late at night wanting to talk to her and play with her and stuff like that. And so she's just been so dragging recently. So last weekend, we embarked on a mission. We took the library and moved the bookshelves out and a lot of the stuff and actually cleaned it out because... The library has become our stuff room.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with this now.
Yeah, exactly.
If I can close the door, I don't have to see it. Exactly. Fuck it. Fuck it.
We never go in there unless we're getting our taxes or a book.
Right.
And so it's time to clean the house. People are coming over. Shove everything into this room.
Yep.
Repeat.
Got it.
And so that was our library. And so
it looked like it looked like a front porch from Wyandotte County.
So
someone will get that.
So we cleaned out that room and we moved Lilibeth's bed in there, and now Lilibeth has her own room all to herself.
Yay!
How old is Lilibeth?
6.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So she's got her own room and moved a lot of the toys and stuff then out of the living room and into the other bedroom where there used to be another bed.
Right.
Sure.
So now that room is, instead of just their bedroom, it's now more of the nursery / playroom. And then all of those bookshelves that were in the library are now in our library. Or in our living room.
Yeah.
So our living room
looks more adult.
It's more a living room.
Exactly.
And less playroom.
Exactly. Because, up until this point, it's had a toy kitchen and a little, art corner and stuff like that. And we moved the bookshelves in and put them on one wall. And my wife and I would just kind of stand there in the middle of the room looking at it going, it looks so nice.
It's grown-up-y like.
It is. We have a new couch, and we have bookshelves in our living room, and we feel the most grown-up we have felt since before we had kids. And it is amazing.
Yeah. Get it.
It is such an amazing feeling.
I get it as much as I can. I don't have kids.
Sure. but it is. To go from our house being functional around children to more what we want it to look like
as adults
is just a dream.
Yeah.
So.
No, I believe that feels fucking good.
It really, really does. And, Lilibeth is happy because she has her own bedroom now. And, Asher is happy because all of the toys are in his room now. And so everybody's happy. And
yay!
What's the other thing is Lilibeth has discovered Harry Potter.
Ooh.
We have been reading Harry Potter to her as a bedtime story.
Awesome.
And she is fucking addicted.
Well, yeah.
Holy balls addicted.
I mean, 6, perfect.
She does, if we're not reading that book to her, she is talking about how much she can't wait for us to read that book to her.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
She's fucking hooked.
Nice.
So.
I mean, I get it. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter's pretty fucking dope.
So. Well, I feel like that's the series that she's going to later be like, no, I'm learning how to read so I can read this to myself because I'm tired of waiting.
She is already, at school, was already trying to struggle her way through book 2.
Oh.
Because, and we were just like, honey, you haven't finished book 1. She was like, yeah, but it was a Harry Potter book and I wanted to read that. And I was just like, okay. Maybe the hooks are in a little too deep here, but maybe practice some self-control here and read something else.
Oh, I say fuck that.
Yeah. So, no.
Go nuts. Go bananas.
She is all in on that. So.
Nice. Anyway,
that was what we did.
Nice.
And it was a good time.
Yeah. I've been sick.
God damn it.
Really sick.
Yeah. We had that sweep through the house, too.
Yeah, it's awful. I think what happened is I got 2 illnesses back to back because I was fine for a few days.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one hit and it was different. Like, the first one was certain flu symptoms, I'm going to say.
Flu-like.
And then the second one was the other set of flu-like symptoms. So I was like, okay, well, at least I'm not pukey. At least I don't have fevers and chills. Like, I kept trying to think about the things that I had been going through that I wasn't anymore, or that I could be going through that I wasn't yet. Like, yeah, it was... So yeah, about 2 weeks of that. That was a lot of what I've been doing for the past couple of weeks. And I felt bad because rehearsals have been going for Fearless 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the mentor director, so it's my job to be there kind of on and off for and
mentor.
Yeah. To help mentor things. And I couldn't do it for the first week, first few days.
Which
and
is
then,
really when they need the mentor the most.
Right. My whole plan was to be there for the first week.
Yep.
And then I wasn't. And that was annoying. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll be able to pick up on the next week. And then I got sick again. And I'm like, ah, fuck me. So I've felt really bad that I haven't been able to be there and present.
It's those clown aids.
Yeah. Goddamn clown aids.
Clown. Not CIV, but full-blown clown aids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've dabbled with that. It's gross.
But, oh. Did I get clown aids from you?
Maybe.
Fucking A.
I mean,
seems possible.
Hey, I figured that you would be immune because if I got clown aids, I got it from Renfest. So
that's a fair guess.
No, it's true. Yeah. He probably got it from you.
I mean...
Yeah, all right, fine.
Or sorry. I got it at Fest at a different time, but either way, like...
That probably originated with me at the beginning anyway.
It's possible. You've been there the longest.
Circle. Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So...
All right. No, that's fair. I accept this. So I was sick. Phyllis had our company party over the past few weeks.
I got drunk and yelled at...
I heard about and that.
Yelled at an 18-year-old. Good job, Joe.
Well, he was being a fucking 18-year-old, and sometimes they need yelling at. I don't even remember this.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but...
Yeah. I'm guessing it was done with a smile on my face, and he was yelling back. So
yes, very much so, actually.
Okay,
the
great.
Two of you were feeding off of each other. I'm
good.
Like, oh. So my boyfriend's got the mentality of an 8-year-old. Or 18-year-old.
No, you were right the first time.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
It varies in between. Normally, it's like around 12 or 13.
Hovers between the two.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's an elastic. It's a sliding scale.
But I had set up the taco bar. That's a thing that I'll talk about. Oh my
Do
god!
It.
I had a bill day, you guys.
Oh.
I went. So I was shopping day of for the taco bar stuff. To get only the freshest of ingredients for my taco bar.
Of course.
only the most quality pre-shredded bagged lettuce goes into my taco
Naturally.
Bar.
Naturally.
Yeah. And I was going down the ethnic aisle, because that's what it's called, is the ethnic aisle, which bothers me slightly. Like, just like, I feel like, can I say ethnic aisle? I mean, that's the name on the sign.
Yeah, absolutely can. Okay. Ethnic's a word, and it's not a bad one.
Yeah, but...
It's not like, hey, do you have Jerry Curl? Yes, it's in the N-word aisle. Like, it's just the ethnic aisle is fucking fine. There's nothing crazy about that.
Okay. No, it's more the implication that anything that isn't white is...
Is ethnic.
Is ethnic.
Yep.
All right, I see where you're coming from, but you know what? Skip that woke noise. It's fine. It's not offensive to call it the goddamn ethnic aisle. There, I said.
Oh, man. Well, if the Chinaman says it,
I'm the only POC in this fucking room. It's fine. I know exactly where to get my goddamn soy sauce. It's in the fucking ethnic aisle. No fuss, no muss.
So I'm in the Mexican part of the ethnic aisle.
I'm a Democrat, by the way. Oh. I just want, that to be my name. Just a Democrat that gets fed up with woke bullshit.
Please direct all comments to fearless to feedback at aonpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Boom. Anyway.
Mm.
Joe Ye, guest speaking at me.
Oh, God. You know what? Okay, you might be POC enough to make whatever ethnic jokes you want.
Yeah.
But you are far too old to use the phrase at me.
Don't at me.
God damn it. So anyway, I'm looking at the hot sauces.
Naturally.
And Bill used to love hot sauce. And he would always try different ones as he found them. And I was looking at the hot sauces, and I saw this one, and I was like, Oh, I bet Bill hasn't tried this one yet. I should get it for him. Oh, wait. Oh. I was like, oof. Oh, fuck. 5 years later, and I'm still like, every once in a while, those things happen.
Yeah.
So that was like, well, now I'm crying in the ethnic aisle. Great.
That's also what the ethnic aisle's for.
Oh, God, Joe.
at least now. Sorry.
God.
Crying in the Ethnic Isle is my new Led Zeppelin cover. Yes.
No, that's an album name. That is an album.
That is absolutely
that an album.
That is an name.
album.
You're right.
So then later on, I went to do the taco bar. And for the taco bar, I use my triple crockpot buffet.
Naturally.
That I got as a wedding present. When Bill and I got married,
mm-hmm.
when we got divorced, he was like, and you obviously get the buffet. I'm like, yeah, obviously I get the buffet. Like, that wasn't an argument point at all. But, you know, I still have pleasant Bill association with this triple crockpot buffet. And then it broke. And then I was sad for two reasons. Because number one, I'm trying to get a goddamn taco bar ready for, like, 50 fucking people, and my project management plan has just gone to shit. I know, I'm missing milestones.
God damn it.
I've got to, this was not my risk assessment.
We are behind schedule.
Your checklist is all in kerfuffle.
It's all fucked up right now.
I had a matrix.
I did come out of it. It's like,
I've known Jennifer.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't, but I also intuited a matrix.
But you do know your girlfriend. So but yeah, so now I'm crying because project, but I'm also crying again because Bill feels are just back at me in my face again. I will say, the owner of the Mounds Theater, which is where we had our holiday party, and I highly recommend them for your holiday parties because they will open up their bar, and you just got to buy shit at their bar because they make all the good drinks and they can, you know, keep you going. And they've got a lovely space. But
Mounds Crew is pretty great.
They are pretty fucking amazing there. Anyway, the owner was like, sees me, just tears at the corner of my eye over this buffet. And she's like, yeah, it's really hard when when you've got something that's got that emotional attachment. When did you get it? Well, you got 10 good years of use out of it. And I was like, you know what? You're right. That's a really good way to look at it. It was just enough.
Right.
She didn't try to negate my feelings over it or anything. She was like, yeah, but you got some good use out of it. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, you're right.
And we did get some pretty good use out of that.
Yeah, we did.
Didn't your daughter make the same observation?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
But the owner of the Mounds is Jess. So if I said Jess, you may have heard Jessa.
My brain may have done a thing.
Yeah.
You were also drunk and yelling at an 18-year-old. So.
He was on my fucking lawn.
Just put that into perspective there.
Fair. All of this is fair.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I concede. Yeah. I concede.
Yeah, right. So yeah, that was the thing. And then the taco bar was delayed and people are like, is the taco bar ready yet? And I'm like, shut up.
Don't shut up. We don't talk about the taco bar.
But the taco bar happened, and it was, of course, absolutely amazing. So, yeah. That happened. I feel like I had other things happen, too, but I there was so much sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had one more thing happen to me.
Oh, yeah?
I went to Robbie Burns' night.
I missed it, because I was sick, and I'm really sad.
It was good. It was a good time. We had all the food and all the scotch.
Did you get you some haggis?
Hell yes, I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you want to talk about what Robbie Burns is for the listeners?
Sure. I mean, we've talked about it before, but Robbie Burns is a Scottish poet. He's the individual who penned Auld Lang Syne, the poem, not the song. Song came later.
Mm-hmm.
But Robbie Burns wrote that and many other poems, and Robbie Burns Night is a celebration of Robbie Burns, as you can well imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrated in Scotland and wherever Scottish people congregate. We celebrate it by eating all the neeps and tatties and, you know, potatoes and the haggis.
Yeah.
Because haggis is delicious. Yes. And then we drink all the scotch. And then when we're done, we drink more scotch. It's pretty great. we have a lot of food, and then once the party is in full swing, then the Trencher of Haggis comes out, and Greg recites the poem Ode to a Haggis by Robbie Burns.
Yes.
And then we eat the haggis, and it is amazing. We had 4 haggises.
Haggisy?
When we first started doing this, we had a haggis, and now we're up to 4 haggises.
All right.
They had apparently ordered a 4-pound haggis, but they replied and said, we are out of the 4-pound haggis, so here are 4 1.2-pound haggises.
Oh!
So, yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck ton of haggis.
You got extra haggis.
That's so much haggis. Delicious, delicious. And then, again, all the scotch.
0.8 pounds extra haggis.
Yeah.
Also.
And then following the eating and the haggising, we had the traditional scotch tasting competition.
Mm, competition.
Oh, yes. It's always a competition.
Ooh.
How does this work?
So, Greg, our generous host, chooses 5 scotches.
Okay.
From various places around. And what he does is you have to decide from whence the scotch comes.
All right.
Its price point.
Okay.
And its tasting notes.
Okay. All right.
So you
That's
start,
fun.
So you start with number 1, 2, and 3, and 4. In past years, there's been 5. This year was just 4.
Okay.
But you have to, of the 4 glasses set in front of you, you have to determine the names of the 4. So you have a list of the 4 names.
Okay, so it's multi-choice. It's mix and match multi-choice.
Exactly, it's mix and match multi-choice.
Okay, okay.
You have glasses 1, 2, 3, and 4. You have to figure out which scotch it is, the tasting notes on that, and price point low to high.
Okay.
So you get the price points to them? Or
no, it's just not low to high.
Okay,
just low to high. So, that's all you need to do. All
right. So
you're not least, price
least expensive, second least expensive,
exactly.
Second
exactly.
Most expensive, most expensive.
Exactly.
Yep.
But it's always fun to try to figure that shit out.
No, I would get blotto and just fail. I don't have a palate for scotch or whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Well, the team I was on. So in addition to having to do the tasting, you also have to have a team name, a team motto, and a team crest.
Cool.
Oh.
And so there's a little bit of bonus points for artwork as well.
Oh,
So
there's my jam.
Yeah.
There
so
it is.
So this year, we were Clan Rue McClanahan.
Jackass.
And our motto was Latin for thank you for being a friend.
Pretentious jackass.
It was pretty great. And our artwork was the Golden Girls, basically. And we got bonus points for our motto and stuff like that.
I like
but,
it.
Yeah.
The team I was on this year, we got the names and the tasting notes exactly right.
Nice.
But we failed on all of the price points. We got those completely wrong. So we came in 4th. I know.
Out of how many 6 teams? 6?
Out of 6. Right. So we were a little disappointed.
That is a little disappointing.
So I did not win anything this year.
No.
Alas.
I wonder if I could do something like that with beer. Because I drink way more beer than anything else.
Mm-hmm. I think it could definitely be done, I think, as long as you have 4 similar styles. Because I think if you did, like, here's a lager and here's a stout, I think it'd be pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
But I could definitely see something
different,
like that.
4 different pale ales, mm-hmm, or something. I mean, like, well, I mean, even then, that's not fair because with beers, it's like Hop Slam, motherfucker.
Yeah,
is like the title of a beer, and it's like, I bet this hoppy one is the Hop Slam, motherfucker.
What?
right.
So.
No, but
you just have to get beers that don't have obvious names.
Yeah. Fuck your mouth with a fucking hop, bitch. IPA.
Like, trademark. That's fine. Nobody else can use that.
God damn it.
basically, it's just a fucking. It's just a drop of. It's a piece of bread floating in hop oil. Fucking drink it.
Just chew on hops with a little bit of water dripped on it.
God. Ah, this all sounds horrifying, by the way.
But yeah, Robbie Burns. It was good. All nice. The scotch.
Sounds and like a good ass party.
My wife was also not 100% healthy, but she wasn't going to fucking miss it.
I debated. I yeah. really did debate that one.
No, she
Joe can
she
attest. Was sober I was cab. Like, Joe, we should go to this
yeah.
thing.
She was sober cab, but yeah, she was like, I'm not missing this.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, so, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, we can take a break.
Sure.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Right, we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Yes, like your dick.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
Joe's still here.
Yep.
And his dick.
It's true. Hey, Jenna.
Yeah.
What you been watching? What you been reading?
Oh, my God. I have been watching all of the things. Let's see. We watched Witcher.
Saw that.
Yeah. I watched
that
as well.
Yeah.
That was pretty... Well, I kept seeing all of these memes for toss a coin, and I was like, I should probably figure out what that is.
That's what eventually got Raiderly as well. She was like, I just want to find out what that is all about.
So. Yeah.
What did you think about The Witcher, Jenna?
What, I mean...
I already know, because I watched it with you, but I had, no one else does.
I had familiarity with the game. Mm-hmm. So, like, there were certain things that would come up, and I'd be like, okay, yeah, no, that makes sense.
You have played the games?
I watched somebody play the games.
It is well documented how much I liked the games. So.
Yeah.
Have you played any of the games, Joe?
No, okay. I watched the show, a complete virgin to both games and books.
Okay.
So this is my first exposure to the
universe.
The Witcher universe.
The universe, yeah. Yeah. I had absolutely... I knew that games and books existed. And I've seen video game trailers, and I was like, hey, Superman's got long white hair now. Like, that's my knowledge of the video game, right?
All
right.
So what'd you think?
I like it with a question mark.
Okay.
I think my exposure did help. As Joe and I were watching Witcher, we watched it together. Aw. But no, as we were watching, Joe's like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, I think it's this?
I think I would be like that anyway.
Right.
I like it more now that it's kind of digested
right.
in my brain meats.
Yeah.
Like, right after having watched it, I was kind of like, well, that happened. I didn't hate it. I mean, it roped me into watching the whole fucking thing, so I guess there's that.
One of the things I will say, speaking of
spoiler alert, spoilers ahead, bitches.
Yeah, we might as well just in case.
Yeah.
But one of the I came into it knowing a lot about the Witcher universe.
Right.
I had played the games. I had read a lot of this stuff. Like
You were in.
I was absolutely in. But the way they structured the show still had me going, wait, what's...
That's what I'm talking about. No, they're doing a lot of timeline jumping shit.
Exactly, and I feel like that's a spoiler that's already been spoiled. So
yeah.
We're not really saying anything new there.
Ah, we already said spoiler alert, so fuck it.
Yeah. Right. But just the fact that the timeline was not linear really did throw me until I finally figured that out about halfway through the season. I was like, oh,
yeah.
God damn it. And then I had the opportunity to watch it again when my wife watched it.
Okay.
And knowing the time jump and everything like that, it was exactly. Yeah. Really, really did.
One of those things when we watched the final episode, I think it was the second to last episode. Mm-hmm. That had all of the callbacks to the first episode.
Yeah, when
we're seeing the together, same yeah. time period from a different perspective. Yep. We finished the series and then we went back and watched the first one.
Yeah.
To see if there were hints of that in there, and there mm-hmm. totally were.
Yeah.
It was actually one of those things where I think, and rarely do I fucking will think. I ever say this, or think. It was great titties in that fucking show. Anyway, rarely will say. I actually think that the makers of the show, which on the one hand, finally, on the other hand, it was kind of irritating and confusing, gave too much credit to their audience. To keep track of what the fuck was going on, mm-hmm. because there were times when I'm like, oh God, I would love some kind of exposition dump for someone to tell me what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, no, there was, I think like, there was a too much supposition of knowledge.
Which on the one hand is great because I'm so fucking sick of media,
movies
and TV shows where like. I don't know, whatever.
You see, because the reason is...
Yeah, the scene stops.
Wink.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, now I get the show now. Yeah. I get it. So basically, so Thanos is the bad guy? Like, or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely love the Marvel movies, but anything that does that well is... And is that broadly appealing? Is fucking stupid.
The Marvel movies are great because they're fun.
Yeah.
They're not intelligent. They're fun.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I love fun movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was really, from my perspective, having, you know, had a lot of that lore and knowledge and study and the background going in, it was really fascinating to see how they were going to incorporate what Easter eggs they were going to put in, what hints of, you know, the games and what hints of the stories that they were going to sprinkle in and what they were going to leave out and things like that.
I got a question for you since you are already familiar with some of the books and mm-hmm. played all the games and shit. Was the show being too, like you said, too reliant on supposition of knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it was trying to be too clever with its time jumpy structure thing?
No, I think it wasn't too clever. I think it wasn't
not clever enough.
I think it was purposefully done that way so that we did have exactly the moment we're talking about.
Okay.
I think they very purposefully set out at the beginning to make us be a little confused.
Okay, so that puzzle piece lands and then everybody goes,
exactly.
Oh!
Honestly, that's... I've played the games a lot more than Red, but that's kind of how the games work, too, is the games you kind of get thrown into things and you kind of just don't know what you're doing until you do it, and then afterwards then the puzzle pieces fall into place.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, like with a video game I'm fine with that because mm-hmm. I'm doing something, I'm murdering shit first, and I'm confused about why I'm doing it second, right? Like, because that's how video games work, so it's a completely mm-hmm. different medium. If I'm watching something, a TV show or a movie, it's got to stand on its own without me knowing anything about whatever media, previous medium that it's based on.
Another important thing to be aware of, especially in the games, is that Geralt suffers from memory loss.
Okay.
And so in the games especially, a lot of what it is you just don't know what's going on. You, the character, have no idea. You know, you're
cool.
You catch glimpses of your past as you start to remember, but you don't.
Okay.
But you don't remember your own past. And people come from your past and show up and just like, hey, Geralt, how's it going? And you're like, I don't know who the fuck you are. But you just have to roll with it. And the next thing you know, you're in a situation where you have to choose between helping this group of humans or this group of elves, and you're just like, I don't know. And you're forced to choose, and you don't. It's not until later that you realize if you made a good choice. And I use that loosely because there isn't any good choices
in the game.
But a lot of the whole mythos of The Witcher is really kind of rocking back on your heels and going, I kind of don't know what's going on.
Okay, so basically The Witcher is it's Memento with a sword.
Exactly.
It's Memento where Guy Pearce has a fucking sword.
It's very purposefully putting you on edge.
All right.
A little bit. You know,
so far as a video game, that sounds fucking fun.
It is. It's fantastic.
I'm glad that they didn't do too much of that in the TV show, because that would have driven me fucking nuts.
But it did give you that feeling.
It
did give you that sensation of being just a little off kilter. Like, it's not like so many shows where you're just like, this is where we are, this is the world we live in, this is everything. Mm-hmm. Everything's established. We're just like, I think I know what's going on, but maybe I don't.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And once I will again, say, I didn't dislike it.
Yeah,
I did like it.
Especially, like, towards the beginning, there were a lot of situations that I felt really called back to the mm-hmm. game, where it's like, I did this thing, and I guess technically I won, because I achieved my goal, but there really isn't a winner here. Mm-hmm.
And they established that very quickly in the very first episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where it was just like, choose one.
Yep.
We have a he said, she said situation. You have to choose. Pick one.
Right. Yep.
And then he picks one, and he realizes that choice sucked.
Yeah.
But, like, in the game, if you pick the other one, that choice sucks, too.
That choice sucks.
Okay.
You can't win.
Yeah.
You are literally choosing between two evils. But you have to pick which evil you're going to live with. And so,
November 2020.
Right. But that...
God.
But they established that very quickly, and there were other callbacks to the games and the books, you know, like the Striga, you know, that's something that's actually in the games what causes you to lose your memory.
Okay.
The battle with the Striga. Yennefer, honestly, is a character that doesn't appear much in the games until the third game, because you've lost all memory of her.
Okay.
Like, part of what you're doing is trying to remember Yennefer.
All right.
God, yeah. She's real pretty. You'd think I'd remember her. God.
I know, right? Fuck. But like I said, throughout the games, you do have that kind of slightly just like you're trying to plow forward, but every so often you just kind of go, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Okay. So far as video game goes, I should check out The Witcher.
Oh, yeah. Yes. God, yes.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay.
And I think the
Jenna,
game...
we may need to temporarily break up, because this sounds like a game that I'm going to have to play like four times through.
Oh, I'm just going to watch you play it.
It's, mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, still, though, you're going to be dead to me.
That's fine. I'll get you a beer. It'll be fine.
Fucking so score!
I think I
know how to girlfriend a video gamer. Are you kidding me? Bitch, please.
Yeah, just play it on the big screen so you can see over your shoulder, and we're all good.
Yeah.
I think the show went about it in a different way.
Right.
But the end goal of having you slightly off guard and off kilter was the same effect.
Also, the show had good taste.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are some great breasts in that show.
Yeah.
All fucking over the place.
God, yes. Walk into this one space and there's just boobs.
The scene where Geralt meets Yennefer and they come around the corner.
Oh, they're in the Eyes Wide Shut house?
And Not Dandelion. What's the bard's name in this?
Fuck, I don't remember. I know who you're talking about.
It starts with a B.
Yaskir. Yaskir.
Okay.
In the games and in the books, his name is Dandelion. But they come around the corner and there's the orgy going on and his jaw is just like, the fuck.
Yeah.
Which is good. Awesome.
So good. So funny. Anyway.
Yeah.
What else you been watching? Or did you want to speak on that more?
The only other thing I wanted to say about The Witcher was the fight style.
Yes. Mm. Ooh, we could get into this.
Go nerd.
A little bit. So, number one, nobody actually fights like that. That having been said...
Not in our universe.
Yeah, it's still really good fighting. And that's just it. Like, it's it's magic universe, so fucking whatever goes. And as far as... there's some spinny shit that doesn't need to be spinny shit. There's some whatever else. Like,
sure. Yeah, but obviously, spinny shit looks so cool.
But considering that this is a universe that has been taken from books and video game and is a magic universe, I think that the fight style itself actually lends itself really well, to the story and what's happening. I think it was the first episode. I noticed when Geralt is doing the massive gotta slaughter all these guys kind of thing.
Yep.
That there were some slowdowns and some jumpy type things that seemed to mimic the game. As far as when you're fighting in the game. Stylistically, yeah. It really did. And I think, and it could be my mind playing tricks on me, but like there were certain sounds that happened that I was like, Is that from the game? It sounds familiar.
Interesting. It's been a while since I played the game, so I couldn't speak to that.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did.
But, yeah.
Sound guy, throw in a little one of these...
One of these chimey things or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there is some kind of, like, some wibbity kind of almost time sound, if that makes sense. That happened, and I was like...
Well, like when he was using the magic?
I don't think he was using the magic. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
In the pilot, though, he did like a pushback.
Yeah, there is...
He did a force push spell.
Yeah, and that exists in the game.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
And in the book.
And, yeah, so that was... So I thought that stylistically, it really carried over. It spoke to the game... And I think in a different situation I may have been put off by it, but because I actually knew exactly what they were pulling it from, it didn't bother me in the least.
I read, I looked up IMDb and like a couple other dorky things, and apparently they maybe it was a fucking second unit director that did the fight shit, but apparently the creator didn't want to do any video game stuff, at least story-wise. They wanted to keep the story strictly to the books.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's how they scripted it.
Yeah.
But a lot of that costuming sure did look very much like the video games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
boy, howdy.
So I guess maybe it was like strictly like, no, story-wise or...
And the story is closer to the books.
Okay.
Again, he hasn't lost his memory or anything like that.
Right.
Things like that. I would be interested in seeing in season two if they do take with that storyline, because that also appears in the books.
I mean, it's a fantasy that, like, all it takes is one good blow to the head and your hero's lost their memory.
Well, it's, I mean...
Just shoot him with an adamantium bullet and he'll forget who he is.
It involves the Wild Hunt and you know, various things, but I won't spoil the books if you haven't read the books. But yeah, a lot of those storylines are closer to book storylines.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah. I was going to say, it actually does seem like a pretty good marriage between the two of them.
Yeah, I thought the fight choreography was super entertaining to watch.
It is definitely entertaining. And I don't want it to sound like the fighting is completely unrealistic, because it's not. There are a lot of good, realistic things that happen with the fighting. But nobody fucking draws a giant bastard sword from their back. That's not how physics.
But it like, looks cool.
But it looks cool.
Exactly. Yeah, and
it looks cool.
At the end of the day, combat in shows and movies are supposed to be visually interesting, not technically.
It's more dance than a fight.
Like in Game of Thrones, the bridge fight with Jaime and Brienne. Very technically fantastic. Mm. That is one of the beautiful,
but it
technical,
also looked good.
Yeah, it was one of the most beautiful technical sword fights I've seen in a long ass time.
I mean,
but it also looked incredible.
The Princess Bride sword fight is obviously one that comes to mind. Also the same, but it looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Anything by Yin Wo Ping. Who gives? That's not how fights work. But it looks fucking cool.
But, I mean, that, my point is, you can do a technical fight and still make it look really good.
Right.
Okay.
Most people just don't, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an extra special treat for me when you've got an incredible technical fight. That
also, whoever the cinematographer is with something like a TV show or a movie, the interplay between the fucking choreography itself combined with how the camera's seeing it and moving with it, or how long takes are, where cuts happen, like that
can affect it. But if you're doing a real good job as a photography cinematographer guy, you're working with your choreographer
when
it's a film fight
to
figure out, because
I just Every time I see one of these, and to your point just a moment ago, every time I see one of these videos by somebody who's being, you know, like, well, they don't actually fight with the backhand grip, blah, 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 or whatever. It's just like, you've never seen a kung fu movie in your life, have you? Because it's a movie. Because
that's not how kung fu works either.
It's not.
No. So
I get it. You're being all, you know, push your nose glasses.
It's my fucking job, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's a movie.
Right.
Here's the thing. Like, it's all right. Going back a few decades, when you've got the heyday of like Shaw Brothers, Hong Kong movies and shit. That's basically like the Shaw Brothers Studios kung fu movies. That's kind of the fight equivalent to like the American musical from like the 50s. You know, where like it's I'm
all right, I'm gonna set up the camera and go.
Yeah, when you're watching Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly do shit in an old movie, that's it's the fight equivalent of, you know, watching 1970s Gordon Liu or Jackie Chan jump around and shit and just do all sorts. It's
insane,
dance.
Stupid. Yeah,
it's dance. It's ballet.
Yep.
It's
and that's what these sword fights are.
And that's what these sword fights are too. Dance. They're it's far more dance than a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I would love it if a fight broke out at like a bar.
Oh my god, Dancing with the Stars would be so much more interesting.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
Did you say... Okay.
Fucking Cardi B pulls out a fucking scimitar and just like fucking hacks up Kanye or some shit. Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
When we're talking about... fight choreography... Go ahead. You're excited.
What was Paul McCartney's wife's name? With the wooden leg, just in the middle of the dance, she whips off the leg and starts fucking beating.
I was engaged to a girl with a wooden leg once.
Named Smith?
Nah, had to break it off.
Anyway, Jenna, you were saying.
Get out. I might have to break it off. God damn it. Anyway, so when it comes to choreography in movies, my first line of, is this acceptable, is... Does the choreography, does it make sense? Not necessarily is it technical, but does it make sense?
Sure.
Am I seeing something in here that I'm like, well, that's just dumb. Why would you? And I don't mean that in a technical aspect. I mean, you know.
What you mean.
Star Wars. There's the fight scene with Kylo Ren and Rey, and they're fighting in the, Last Jedi? No, not in the woods. The woods one was actually acceptable.
Okay.
Snoke's throne room?
Snoke's throne room.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Last Jedi.
So awful. It made no sense for most of those fighters to be doing anything for what they were doing. It made no sense. There was, and especially in that, like, they have the ability to use the Force, and they fucking don't.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you are not using all the tools. This fight doesn't make sense.
They're lining up and combating one by one, or all those fairies.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should just keep my mouth shut regarding Star Wars.
You finally figured it out.
Oh,
otherwise,
God.
Regarding Star Wars.
Yeah, that's a good first step.
Otherwise, we'll be here all fucking night.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the example. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
That scene? Nope. But in The Witcher, yeah, it makes sense. And that's mostly my main caring point. And then they did some things that mimicked, you know, video game a little bit, and like, okay, that's good. Then I care if it looks cool. Anyway, other things. What else have we been watching?
Speaking of Star Wars, have you all seen The Mandalorian?
Yes.
Yes.
We did.
Caught up on The Mandalorian.
Right. Yeah.
Well, again.
Yeah.
Spoilers. We will try to avoid major spoilers.
Nah, fuck them. Major spoilers ahead. Fucking deal with it.
Did you guys know there's a baby Yoda?
Did anybody else get the feeling around the armorer that this was like in the video game when you go back to the shopkeeper and you're
oh,
like,
no, totally.
Okay, now yeah. I have enough money to buy the boots.
Absolutely, that's what it was.
Right.
And then you go yeah. and you no, grind a bit more, and then you come back and you're like, now I have enough money for the gloves.
Right.
Like, that's yeah. how I felt. It was like he'd get money, and then he'd come back to the armor and get better gear. And then he'd go out and he'd
no,
do stuff, and then he'd get the money and he'd come back for better gear.
No, because that's when the video game is released, that's going to be the mechanic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, armor, not mechanic.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. Get out.
But that is the thing that struck me immediately. Was like, this is the video game right
it's
here.
It is. And here's the thing. The whole show, honestly, okay, first of all, I enjoyed The Mandalorian. I had a lot of
yeah.
fun watching it.
So I really liked it.
I thoroughly had I had fun watching it.
Absolutely.
And also, I don't really fucking hear anything about anyone related to anyone. There's no "you're the one" kind of shit.
It is
going on, which is refreshing. And
even the music is trash.
I like the way they dealt with seedy underbelly of the Star Wars universe, and it's like, oh God, something that's not just, they're not just trying to
nobility and priesthood,
and they're not stopping a big doomsday device
right.
again and again and again. But that being said, it's pretty fucking stupid. It's a pretty basic show, and it's that fucking Yoda puppet is so goddamn cute that holds anything together. No, seriously, if that baby Yoda puppet was, if it was a baby Jabba the Hutt, no one would give a shit.
I would still like
them. Okay, a few of us weirdos would, but I'm saying for mass appeal, that baby Yoda is like, all of the science of all of the science of what's cute and what makes me want to care for this fucking thing went into the construction of that puppet, and that is why everybody's like, "Well, we got to help Baby Yoda."
No, Baby Yoda's
like.
however, Jon Favreau very purposefully designed the show around old westerns.
Definitely.
He designed it around Clint Eastwood westerns, The Good and the Bad and the Ugly, Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah.
Those were his inspiration for this. And he nails that.
Yeah.
I would agree.
It is the lone gunman, no-named gunman coming into town, cleaning up the town, and then leaving and people going, who was that masked man anyway? It's that trope that The Mandalorian follows.
I will agree.
Absolutely nails. Completely nails, and I love old Clint Eastwood movies.
Yeah.
Like On a Pale Horse, fantastic fucking movie. And this has that same feel.
When do you think they're going to Shane it?
Poor baby Yoda.
Oh no! Oh no!
Mando! Mando! He's like limping. He's like leaning over on a fucking broken speeder, slowly cruising off into the twin sunset.
What's that boy? Cara Dune's down a well?
Which, honestly, at this point, like, if the show is only two seasons and it ends with them Shaning it, just straight up ripping off the closing scene of Shane, with Baby Yoda's first words going,
then Joe will be happy.
I think that'd be fucking brilliant. I think that would be brilliant. Are you kidding me? That would be amazing.
But that
it no one has the balls to do that.
No, of course not.
No,
it had that gritty, not in the modern sense of the word gritty, where everything is just dark and brutal and Batman. But like that, but that Western style gritty, where just they get the shit kicked out of them.
World's
and
a rough place,
going.
Bitches.
Yeah,
yeah.
And because he's, you know, very singular in what he does and very good at what he does. And I thought it was thoroughly entertaining.
No, yeah. I did thoroughly enjoy The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And I feel like they raised the stakes just enough to not have it be a doomsday device, you know, and still give it room to grow in the next couple seasons and still have stakes. You know,
because God knows the most recent movies. We made a bigger Death Star. We made a giant ship that's kind of like a Death Star. We made a billion spaceships that all can do what the Death Star did. Jesus Christ, this movie suck now.
It's hard to
it's
go.
It's boring.
It's really hard to go anywhere from there. But
my favorite term, I think it was one of the fellas on Red Letter Media who did the Plinkett reviews. He referred to Star Wars as creatively bankrupt anymore.
Aww.
At least so far as the movies goes. No, Star Wars is creatively bankrupt.
They have
can't do anything.
They wrote themselves into a corner. Mm-hmm. There's no way to raise the stakes.
It's just, are you related to someone that you've heard about? And do you remember AT-ATs? And now we're going to make a super weapon out of a solar system because we can't go smaller. Like,
I think that would have been brilliant if they had gone smaller but more vicious. Now it's the snitch from Quidditch, but it can blow up a planet.
No.
Good luck finding that fucker.
No, that's what China's doing with the virus that they invented.
Oh God.
I can say that. I'm Chinese.
Yeah, huh?
Bring it around to the modern day.
Okay.
Really, it's just people who've had too much MSG.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Joe. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. But that's kind of where I'm at with Mandalorian. And also the sudden cameos at the, like, third to last episode. When suddenly it's just like, oh, we're just going to throw Bill Burr in here. Fucking Bill Burr is now officially in the Star Wars universe. What the fuck?
You're right. So is...
And Clancy Brown.
And Clancy Brown. And What's-Her-Face, who played What's-Her-Face from Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
Also, she played the Twi'lek. Saving her brother.
I haven't seen many of the movies.
In Mandalorian, the chick with.
No,
the,
I know who you're talking about. I haven't seen many of the Harry Potter.
Movies, so. She also showed her titties in Game of Thrones. I mean that narrows it fucking down, right?
Right. I'm pretty sure I showed my titties.
I think at one point I did. But anyway. It was just...
Someone knows who I'm talking about.
It was suddenly the episode of cameos, and Bill Burr is now officially in the Star Wars universe. Fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy who played the ringleader of the troop was the crooked guy, crooked cop from Batman Begins. He's been in some other shit. He's in
Sons of Anarchy, too, wasn't he?
I think he was in Sons of Anarchy. He also... Mm-hmm. Is in one episode that we haven't got to of Carnival.
No. Oh, okay.
Like, he seemed to fit perfectly, but it was just like, fucking Bill Burr, goddamn.
Yeah, no, everyone was in that episode.
So
anyway, any more to say about that?
No.
No.
Although Joe segued greatly into Carnival. Shall we? Go ahead.
Did you like that? Did you like that 6 degrees?
I have not seen that one, so I cannot speak to it, but go ahead.
Excuse me.
Salsa.
Salsa.
You're right up your alley. You need to. For so many reasons, you need to.
Is it on Netflix or Disney Plus?
HBO. It's an HBO show.
Then no, I haven't seen it.
It's an HBO show. Then
I mean, it's 15 years old, so...
Is it on Netflix?
No.
Then I can't...
It's only on HBO. Then I will burn it to a flash drive.
Sure, do that.
I will give it to Jenna because you're carny trash.
Yes.
And it's a show about carny trash.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I, however, do not have HBO.
So it'll scratch a David Lynch itch for you.
Oh, yeah. Carnival is like David Lynch Dust Bowl Carnival. And it is so good. I love all the carniness. Joe was like, "Hey Jenna, you should watch this because carnies." And I was like, "Yes." There is definitely a Lynch aspect to it. There's some weird magic-y shit going on.
Mm-hmm. Gave Becky nightmares. Yeah. Made her watch some.
Didn't give me nightmares, but
every description I've ever heard of it made me think of Something Wicked This Way Comes. So.
Which I don't know anything about.
Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Ray Bradbury book about the circus.
Okay.
Never read that.
Well, now we have to go read
it. Never read that. I mean, that sounds like a book that I was supposed to have read, but didn't. That sounds like a book that maybe someone assigned me, and I was like, ah.
But what I'm absolutely digging about Carnival, number one, it is such a good period piece, even though nothing that's like the actual story itself didn't happen. But
we don't know that.
The world, okay. The world is so incredibly accurate. Accents, slang, costuming, set, everything is so incredibly accurate looking. Like you're watching this and you're like, wow, this was actually filmed during the Dust Bowl. Like that's just what it looks like.
And that's a big part of that is like HBO is really good at design. Like I think the way I put it was you can smell the scene.
Yeah.
There's, I don't know if you guys ever watched True Detective. Another HBO show, also fantastic. Season one of True Detective, I'm going to try not to spoil this one because this is worth watching, but we are in, we're like in fucking deep south, southern America, and we're in like this shanty kind of run down fucking place. Looks like Appalachia trash, but a little bit more southern.
Sure.
Okay.
Right? And the way they do it with like the way the screen door on the front of the house is ripped to the hoardery fucking set dressing going all over the place. Like when we're walking around that set, you can smell it.
Sure.
And it's just like, oh God, this is gross. HBO is really good at that shit in all the shows I've seen. So all of the crap about this is 1934 during the Dust Bowl and here's a bunch of carnies. No, it's like, oh God, they all smell bad. I don't want to fuck those prostitutes. I bet they smell terrible.
God, I've got dust in my eye right now. How did that even happen?
It's, yeah.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
One of us. We accept her.
But I was going to say a thing and I forgot. Shoot. Anyway, watching that and it's really, really good. I'm digging it. The last episode that we saw had to do with carny justice.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Yeah, right.
Which, I like that book.
No, I gotta... We'll
have to get you
I will get Carnival. You Carnival. It would make you happy.
It really would.
Alright.
It'll speak to your carny trash soul.
Yay, carny trash soul! Anything else to mention?
I mean, we also saw the first episode of Picard, but I don't want to spoil any of that.
I have not seen that at all. So
yeah,
I feel like that one's a little too raw, so we'll hold off on that one.
But aside, bitches.
Jenna saw something before anyone.
I put it in my face.
No,
it
right?
turns out that Patrick Stewart is an old fucking man now. There, spoiler.
Oh,
that was
kind
of the plot of the Wolverine. What was the
Logan?
Logan, that one.
Yeah.
Which Logan was fucking great. I thought Logan was great.
I cried a lot.
No, it was real good.
It was real good.
But this looked like the Star Trek version of Logan, just based on
kind of.
So, anyway, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Okay. this is what it's like being in a relationship with Joe.
It's a tritone. It's not a minor third, it's a tritone.
I love you so much. so much.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Joe Still.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Still.
It's a tritone.
God damn it.
In case you missed it the last time.
Fucking musicians.
I do music shit. God. This is how I hear the world. And I want to die. All the fucking time.
That's quite the burden you just put on our listeners.
Yeah, imagine hearing Journey everywhere, because all music is the same four fucking chords.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
We know. They made a song about that. I wanna be.
God damn it.
Anyway.
Don't stop.
I found that they have a thing.
Yeah, Joe found our sound box.
Joe found my thing.
He's very excited. I can't bitch about this. I get excited over that thing, too.
Oh, I mean...
Yeah.
You really can't. It's rather fun.
it's delightful.
I used to have that at work with me, and it was one of the just... moments of joy in my life was when we would be having a stand-up meeting or something like that, and somebody would say something, and I would hit that button just at the right moment.
Yes.
Oh, it just felt so good.
Did they clap?
I mean, it clapped.
Well, all right.
Which is, you know, it's... all I really need is the accolades from a robot, and I'm happy.
I believe this to be accurate. Mm-hmm.
Fuck people. Goddamn people. Goddamn people. People. What is with...
Okay.
What is with people?
Okay. What do you...
I mean, yeah, they're awful.
Specific?
Fucking people persons.
I am a people person.
I know, and fuck you for it.
I don't... Okay.
No, I'm at work, and I'm doing my work, and... somebody puts in a ticket for something, and I investigate it, and I put my findings in the freaking ticket, and I send them their ticket, and they're like, here's what you need to do, and do this. And then 2 minutes later, I get an IM from them saying, hey, can I hop on a phone call for a couple minutes to talk about it? And I'm like, fuck you! I wrote the shit down, so I didn't need to talk to you. Why do you want to talk about it? If you have a question... write it down, and I'll answer it in writing, and then I won't have to talk to you. And then we can,
not talk to each other.
We cannot talk to each other because guess what's going to happen? If I get a phone call with you, I'm going to have a phone call with you and we're going to talk and I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to write in the fucking ticket. And then because I have to document this, I'm going to write down this phone call in the fucking ticket. So why didn't you just write it in the fucking ticket in the first place like a good introvert?
Well, maybe, Salsa. Because of where we are in today's modern age.
I fucking hate people persons.
Due to the ubiquity of social media and all that it's become, we're starving for human interaction, true human interaction.
I would with one another starve to death.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I agree. Fuck that guy. But
no, this is a daily thing with me, and I get it. I understand that there are people who are better at talking things out than I get it. But why do they have to work for me?
I'm pretty sure
I understand that too.
I'm pretty sure the reason why they keep me around on Tech Ops is so that there is a person that can talk to people. My nickname is the concierge. Like,
I know.
There's connotations there. Sorry, pedantic Eric. I'm taking over. But I'm the person when they've got, you know, somebody that's really difficult. I hop on a call and, you know, we talk through it. And by the end of it, like, the other person is laughing and having a good time and feeling great about the world. And here's the thing.
You're a little more dead inside.
I am sometimes. here's the thing is that I love having that capability and that ability to work with people and having those conversations and stuff.
Yep.
But I do get a little drained sometimes, especially if I'm working with somebody that's already on edge and I've got to talk them down.
Sure.
Jesus Christ.
I love being able to do that. And I love that it's not my job to do that on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel accomplished when I've succeeded in that.
I feel like I'm able to talk to them and
right.
have and do. But God damn it if I just don't want to talk to them.
No, see, but I think what I'm saying is that because I do get a sense of accomplishment from it, it's the capability, it's the victory, those kinds of things. Like, yeah, nobody wants to start that conversation. Nobody wants to have to. But, like, I do enjoy being able to go through that conversation and take somebody from Krabby McCrabbersonville and have them by the end of it just so thankful that I exist.
All right, now I got a question for the two of you.
Okay.
Is most of this predominantly over the phone?
Yes and no. All of my conversations happen via WebEx.
I don't know what that means.
So it's an online meeting space, where you may or may not be able to show people things, like you can share screen and whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so, but it's not face-to-face, a la human-to-human.
Oh, dear God in heaven, no.
Okay, well then, in that case, a shout-out to all my fucking homies who are still stuck in retail or hospitality.
Oh, my God.
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all are fucking saints.
Oh. No, absolutely. Don't get me wrong. This is first world problems here. Yeah. This is entirely first world problems here. But I had one today. Today, and this is what set me off, I had one today where I was like, okay, we've gone through, we've diagnosed this problem. This is the problem. The next step is you need to fill out this form, and I fucking put the link to the form in there.
Right. Yep.
You need to go to this URL, fill out this form, write this in this field, and in this field, write this information. And they IM'd me 2 minutes later and said, hey, can we talk about this on the phone for a couple minutes? I was like, what is there to talk about?
Whereas I'm the person that's like, hey, do you want to hop on a WebEx real quick and I can just walk you through all of this?
Jenna, you may also be dealing with different people.
It's literally click on this link.
I do work high level this support,
here,
so
copy paste this here, and you're done.
Yeah.
What do you need to chat about? Why do you need to chat about something? And get this. So I'm in like a meeting when he IMs me. So I'm like, okay, I can't right now. In about half an hour, I'll be free. And he's like, well, I'll be in a meeting in about half an hour. Can we talk tomorrow? So we have scheduled a meeting for 1:30 p.m. tomorrow to talk about something that...
It's a five-minute thing.
He just needs to fucking copy-paste into this form, which I provided the link for. He doesn't even need to find it. It's just like,
No, that's irritating. That's irritating. That is... No, you are correct to feel irritation. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to negate your irritation. But, like, for me, I... Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, sure, come on, let's do this.
All I can think is, I'll never shop here again. You never shopped here before.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's, God.
And I think I ranted about this a couple weeks ago, too. It's just that I am an introvert. I don't want to talk to people all day. And a lot of the account managers and sales reps are, by definition, people who talk.
No, they're chatty Cathys. They're out there.
And that is why they're good at their job.
Yeah,
and
they're like my brother Bill. They're glad handed.
Oh yeah,
I absolutely understand that. And, but because of that, their first instinct is immediately to say, "Let's have a conversation about this."
Yeah,
no matter what, it's let's chat about this. And I understand that that's their personality type, but it's not my personality type.
No, I totally understand the complete and total personality clashing that is occurring in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get off on that.
No, that's all right.
What
no.
were we talking about?
No.
Hey. That was it.
Okay.
that's all right. Hey.
That's where we started.
The rest of you out there, if you also need some therapy time, record how you're feeling right now. record it down and send it to where should they...
Feedback
at apropos of nothing.
AONpodcast.com.
Or you can leave a comment on the Facebook.com.
So leave a voice recording. Send us a voice recording of how you're feeling.
What's because this us thing?
AON therapy is going to begin soon.
Oh, okay.
Joe's I'm just hijacking your podcast. No, I'm fucking
Joe's starting
up.
A spinoff.
I was just about to say, it sounds like a spinoff to me.
Yeah. All right,
we
Joe.
We will be looking forward to that spinoff.
No, yeah. It's going to be great. People will be like, I don't like it, but I'll be like, shut up. You're fine. I am not a therapist.
Joe, I'm going to get you business cards.
Were you
going to say, Joe Ye, I am not a therapist.
I'm not a therapist.
I support this.
My girlfriend was mean to me. Yeah, are you being an asshole? Should she be mean to you? Break up with her or fucking deal with it. I don't give a shit. You're a fucking idiot.
That's a brilliant segue into who's got a shout out.
Oh my God. Oh.
Right. Some days.
Both of you involved in Fearless Five.
It's true.
Yeah. But that's more plugs, shut up.
That's a plug.
Oh. Hey, Mom.
Oh, God, I really hope your mom doesn't listen to this podcast.
My mom doesn't know what interweb is.
I really hope none of your siblings share this podcast with your mom.
My siblings love me. They don't like me enough to pay attention to what I've done.
That's
they love me because
oh
I got
God.
It.
I'm going to give my shout out to my company holiday party.
Yeah,
which is coming up in 4 days.
Okay.
At the Viking Stadium. Yeah, that's what I know. That's what going to be talking about next week. I guarantee it.
Yeah, all right. I'll prepare myself.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Not because I give a shit about the Vikings or really company parties, but being able to lord it over my football fan friends is really the important thing here.
Oh yeah, no, this makes sense now.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little confused as to why you were excited, but now I understand.
It's because all of my friends like football. I am going to never let them forget this moment.
that's why I'm excited.
You're like, yeah, it's kind of like standing on the field of the
kicking field goals. I've done that. It's not that.
Yeah. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the time when I was at the 50-yard line, just kicking hanging out.
Goal.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my shout out.
I'm going to give a shout out to Powerade. Because I have been sick for the past 2 weeks. And at one point, I was so dehydrated, my lips stuck together. And it was bad. I was real sick. And Powerade has saved the day. Joe actually stopped by with Powerade, but this isn't about him. What? Are you okay? Anyway,
I'm gonna give you power AIDS.
Oh my god!
Not CIV, but full blown.
Okay.
Full blown Z's, because I love you.
But yeah, no. Shout out to Powerade. It was my constant buddy for the past 5 days, I think.
What was it like consuming like 16 gallons of Powerade?
My poop was bright green.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I pooped and I went, oh God, I must be sick. Oh, wait, no. No, I know why that happened. By the way, did you guys know? I mean, I know Joe knows now, but apparently Powerade doesn't just come in colors anymore.
No, it does. Just shades. No, like I was like, hey, Jenna, can I get you anything? And she was like, can you bring me blue Powerade? And I stopped by the gas station, and there's like three different kinds of blue Powerade. And I'm like, what? There's three different yellows, there's three different greens, there's three different,
there didn't
like,
used
orange,
to be.
And red. No, there's like a whole, it's a fucking rainbow coalition of Powerade, which, like, which if this were like a fucking movement for people, I'd be behind it. But with Powerade, it's like, what's fucking blue Powerade now? I don't fucking know. Too many goddamn options.
This is what's wrong with America.
Need another nom to thim them out.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Y'all do remember who you're talking to, right?
Oh, the colorblind person? No, I don't care. So.
Oh, good. You were never in nom. Okay, good.
God, no.
And if you were, you're still here, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hardcore. Oh, that's wholly unacceptable.
Joe, okay, never mind.
Spoilers! We lost!
But, Salsa, you do know that Powerade comes in different colors.
I mean, most flavors do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so most people, when they refer to Powerade, don't actually refer to the flavor. They refer to the color.
Okay.
So now that there are different...
Why?
Because the colors are so incredibly vivid that you don't even really... And they don't really...
The flavor's written right on the bottle.
Not right very there. Well, actually.
It's kind of just words in letters that you.
Yeah, but nobody refers to it. Okay, listeners, do you refer to Powerade by the flavor or the color? Okay, I want to know this.
Most people will probably say whatever. I don't care because the word is right there.
Yeah, but I've never read the words because it's the blue Powerade.
A few jobs back, I worked at a print shop. And certain orders would have special flags in them if they were a rush order or a reprint or like if it was a bereavement, like a portrait for a funeral or something like that. Those orders were rushed through. But when they instituted these flags, they did this kind of like quiz that you would do through HR. It was just like, okay, what color is the reprint flag? And I would go, it's the flag with the word reprint on it. What color is the bereavement flag? It's the flag with the word bereavement on it. This is not rock. Why do Do people need to take a fucking color test to know what the flag... It's... The word is right there! In big fucking letters! It wasn't like a little thing. It was just like... It was a big fucking flag with the word right across the middle of it. I don't give a shit what color it is. The word is right there. But apparently that was not the right answer. Until I told them I was colorblind, and then they said, oh, I guess that works too.
Well, thank God you're literate. While being colorblind. If you were illiterate and colorblind, we'd just, I don't know, ship you back to Appalachia. I don't know what.
Yeah. Anyway, that's... I'm glad I got that off my chest.
I don't feel bad about saying that, by the way, because people in Appalachia don't have access to the internet, so they can't listen to this anyway.
Oh, my God. Joe.
What's up, Cousin Early?
Oh, Jesus.
Gonna eat squirrel, make sure it ain't from a city. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Okay, Joe. Okay. Anyway, Mountain Berry Blast is the flavor, apparently, because I had to go through three different types of Blue Powerade to figure out what kind of flavor it was that I wanted.
Apparently, blue plus poop makes green?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it has something to do with the filtering process as it goes through your body. Like, maybe your body absorbs...
Or the lack of filtering?
I don't know.
Maybe your body's just like, why am I eating... Why are you dumping fucking gallon number 2.5 of Gatorade in me in one day? Get this the fuck out of me.
Pause. Not Gatorade. Powerade.
Oh, what are you this fucking sponsored? It's the
this
same
is important.
Shit.
Important. No, it is not.
It's fucking...
Gatorade is highly inferior.
It's fucking salt. It's all salt water and food dye.
Nope. Gatorade is nasty.
It's got electrolytes, which is what plants crave. you know what would have made it really easy to figure out what flavor is the one you wanted?
Hmm.
If you used the fucking words that were written on the side of the bottle instead of the color.
That's never been a thing for like the past 20 fucking years of the existence of Powerade. But it only now became a thing. So
and
how am I supposed to?
You know
they
what
set
it
a precedent.
A thing for?
They set a precedent. Salsa.
You know, for people that were using words, it never became a problem.
I kind of got to side with salsa here. You could have just told me what flavor to get you.
I didn't know what flavor. The flavor is blue. You asked me what flavor.
Yeah, but you're literate. I mean, I'm going with salsa here.
Oh, my God.
You kind of maybe...
Listeners.
Are we breaking up right now?
Listeners.
Overpowering?
Holy hot scoops, dude.
Is it because I said Gatorade?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Still gonna.
You mother.
You know what? For me, that's like a fucking like facial tissue Kleenex thing. It's all Gatorade, right?
Oh God.
Just like
in
Texas, everything is fucking Coke.
No.
Okay?
Oh,
like, I don't give a shit.
No.
Joe, do you have a shout out?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give a fucking shout out to the goddamn Kansas City Chiefs because it's my fucking hometown and they're going to the goddamn Super Bowl.
Woo!
I don't even like football and I don't give a shit, but fuck that. Barbecue. Don't go east of Truce. Tech 9?
I understood about 30% of that. However, I did hear barbecue and I'm down. Also, hey, Super Bowl's coming up.
Yeah.
Dear listeners, go to our Facebook page and give us your favorite Super Bowl food recipes.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's the only good part of the Super Bowl is the food.
And the
answer is KCT. The recipe for a good drink invented by Tech 9 of Kansas City.
You invited him. I don't...
Why? I know. Because he makes out good.
Tech 9?
Yep.
Dear fucking God in heaven, let's do a Fast 5.
Fast 5!
Today's Fast 5 comes to us from Mav!
Yay, Mav!
Mav starts us out by saying, fast or slow?
Yeah, I'll do that.
God, fast or slow?
I'm gonna do fast. I'm impatient right now.
I think when I get food, I prefer being able to go out and sit down for a meal than to just go through a drive-thru.
Mm,
so unless it's Popeyes. Food. But, yeah, slow.
Okay.
Sometimes I just go out and get Popeyes because it's motherfucking Popeyes. But
no one ever said food, though. It's just fast or slow.
Fast or slow. Fast. So you can give it whatever
fast.
Context.
Interpret it how you
fast.
Will. Okay.
Fast.
Okay.
Question number two.
I know, baby.
Romantic or pedantic?
Por qué no los dos?
I'm going with romantic.
Oh, is it my turn?
I mean,
really, no turns here.
It's either of us could
say
go.
Say a thing.
Pedantic.
Okay.
Not about you. It's about the Fast Five.
Honestly, I'm probably going to go pedantic too.
Okay. Question number three: more or less?
Less.
More.
More is more. Question number four: Mario or Sonic?
Mario.
Clearly, Mario is superior in all ways.
Fuck your blast processing, you pansy bitch!
Oh my god,
Mario!
Oh my god,
Mario!
Oh my god! Growing up, I played way more Sonic than I did Mario.
Yeah, my wife is also a Sonic person, and mm-hmm.
It has its merits. I'm all right with Sega. I'm all right with Sonic.
And at the place where we worked, we had an in-house. Like you and I worked there at a different times, but. We had an in-house tracking system.
Mm-hmm.
And there was... It was shortly before I actually left. Somebody was cleaning through. I think they were going to swap over to a new tracking system. Didn't happen before I left. But somebody was going through old files, and they're like, so there's a file here that's just a yourlastname.gif? And I was like, In the tracker system? They're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, there is. And they're like, what? In the tracker system, I found a way to put a little animated GIF at the top of it.
No way.
So what I had was a little animated GIF, like fucking late 90s style, Sonic the Hedgehog with his arms crossed.
Doing the toe tapping?
Tapping his foot.
Fucking dork.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mario. Question number five. Shock or lecture? Shock, because it's sideshow.
I feel like a lecture has to precede a shock for it to have any meaning. I'm getting too academic. Shock.
I'm going to go lecture. I like TED Talks.
All right. Question number one. Fast or slow?
Yes.
How would Mav rather write Fast Five? Fast?
Slow. I think he would rather write, take his time, get all of the words and the nuance in there, make sure to put in something that, like, fucks with salsa being colorblind or... Yeah. I think it's slow.
I don't know this person.
He's great.
I believe it. I don't know.
He also loves to fuck with salsa.
I just don't know who this is. All the time. So.
I mean,
which makes me appreciate him even more.
That's fair.
And yeah. James.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Question number two. Romantic or pedantic? What would be your perfect blind date? Someone romantic or someone pedantic?
I'm still going with pedantic.
Neither.
I feel like, honestly, pedantic might be make for a really interesting conversation.
That's more fun.
It depends. Pedanticism in and of itself.
On a blind date, though, can be cloying.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
Like
that's,
yeah, I think romantic.
Like, if I'm on a blind date and the guy starts going, well, actually... over and over and over again,
yeah.
I'm going to stab him, and the date will be over. Whereas if I have some guy trying to open every single motherfucking door for me on the way to whatever and, like, take my coat and all that shit, I'm going to stab him. So, I mean, this is the problem.
But also, if you've known somebody for 10 years and they say, well, actually, every minute you can stab them two.
It depends. I mean, that one can be situational.
Fair.
And romantic can be situational, but like on a blind date, I'm just going to stab them.
Yeah.
Just be real.
Basically, never go on a blind date with Jenna.
Don't.
Just don't do it.
No, that's a bad idea.
Question number three, more or less. Do you need more or less fast fives?
More. More.
Fewer.
Oh my God.
And we need more.
I suddenly want to stab salsa.
See?
Oh. Yep. No, it's not that sudden. I always kind of want to stab salsa.
But
I didn't kill.
Trophy.
Today.
So question number four, Mario or Sonic? In an effort to try and stretch one of these out, who would you rather get into a street fight with, Mario or Sonic the Hedgehog?
Mario.
I feel Sonic would beat the shit out of you in a street fight.
Yeah.
He's scrappy.
Yeah.
I think Mario is...
Also, he's all pokey and stuff.
Yeah, like Mario's a dumpy plumber. I could take him.
Yeah, unless he jumped on your head.
Mario doesn't run through things. Mario runs away from them.
I mean, he's got a pretty good vertical, but beyond that...
Yeah. Wait, does Mario have the fireballs?
I was just about to say, unless he gets the flight if he's got those and the fireballs.
It's the easiest pattern to jump over, guys.
It is.
Yeah. Sonic is just fucking quick, though. He'd fuck you up real fast.
Yeah.
He'd get into that little rolling ball of whatever and zip off of a trampoline.
Sonic's
a
douchebag.
Well, yeah, but he still hurt. Question number five, shock or lecture? If you were looking to quit some kind of bad habit, would you rather condition yourself using electric shocks or just be lectured at all day?
Oh, shock. I'm glad I went with shock.
Shock.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
that.
God.
Fuck
no.
That. No. Fuck lecturing,
that
no.
No, I'd rather honestly, someone fucking like punch me in the nipple if I'm like, hey, I would take that
over being lectured.
Yeah. I really want to try and quit chewing my fingernails. Next time you catch me doing it, will you just fucking punch me in the head as opposed to, hey... Just so you know.
Those will kill you.
I noticed that you were chewing your... Shut the fuck up! Punch me in the face!
On it.
Shock my dick!
On it.
I mean, it didn't specify dick, but if that's what you're into, then go ahead.
I'm gonna never stop chewing my nails.
Mav says...
I do want to say, anytime I've successfully quit anything, neither. I just fucking quit.
Me too.
The more other people are involved with my quitting process.
Oh no, spite's a big reason to not to discontinue doing something for me.
Yeah.
You want a cigarette?
No.
Oh, I do.
Not at the moment.
Back when I used to hang out with a different crowd, we would be sitting around
that
watching
TV. That sounds ominous.
No, I don't,
a little bit.
I don't want to specify who or when or anything like that, but it was a group of people I used to hang out with, and every time an anti-smoking ad would come out on TV, we would all pull out our cigarettes.
Yes.
I get this. I still do that.
Because it was just like every single one of us, we didn't say anything, we didn't look at each other, it was just like, cigarette
Fuck
ad comes out, we're just
you.
Like... Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Because everybody's like, well, those will kill you, you know? It's like, I fucking know.
Yeah.
Here's a great idea.
I haven't been living under a rock.
You're
not giving
me any new information.
This.
Don't tell me what to do and go lick a fucking asshole and get dysentery and die.
Yep. Anyway, Matt finishes up by saying, this was delightfully fast. I think I'll start working on some more tonight for you, so you have some stockpiled for a while.
Oh,
thank you,
God.
Mav. All the best to the best, Mav. I should have prefaced this with, I gave him about 2 minutes to write this, so that's why this was
nice.
What it was. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com.
.com.
The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one should repeat those choices and then give us the context.
Yay.
All right, time to plug things. I already mentioned at the beginning, I have Mondo coming up. That is the weekend of the February 14th, 15th, and 16th. On February 14th, I will be performing at the Mondo Renegade Show, which is at... what's it called? Camp Bar.
Okay.
And then on the 15th, I will be performing at the Mondo Spectacular at South High... Central High School.
Okay.
And that will be awesome. And then the weekend after that, the 21st, 22nd, 20th, 29th, and March 6th and 7th is Fearless 5.
Jesus fuck.
In which I will be making my directorial debut, James will be making his writing debut,
more or less.
Jenna has been coaching us throughout this process.
Haha, I'm a coach.
Yeah, all of this is very important, and I would absolutely fucking love all of you to show up. And the third thing I am going to do a plug for is the Polar Plunge.
Yes!
That James and I are both involved in.
Suckers.
Inexplicably, I have fallen into last place in the dollar raising amount, which, how dare you? So
if you want to see Salsa jump in a lake.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I want to see Salsa jump into a frozen lake.
I do need to hit my minimum of $75.
Where are you at right now?
Like $20.80 or something.
Oh my god. Like that. Wow.
Yeah. So hold on, let me just gotta bring this up. Yeah. I know, right? It's almost like I'm
god.
Not in, you know, ready for this.
Wow.
Or something like that.
Rude.
There you go. Team Fearless Comedy. It is me and James and Jake, small Jake, and Abigail.
Yay, Abby.
And I am at $20.10. So I need to make some money. So
small
please.
Small Jake's jumping in?
Small Jake.
Yeah.
Yep. They're so tiny, they're going to die.
I know.
They're I'm going to videotape
They're
it.
So tiny, they're going to hit him off. Like, y'all are fat Minnesota boys. Like, Small Jake jumps in. He's got like the fucking... That's like 15 seconds before they just pass out and drown. worried about him.
I had an ex-girlfriend who used to say to me, she's like, yeah, you're skinnier, but if we both fell in a frozen lake, you'd die first. It's like, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
But we have
Has anybody hit their 75 jump goal?
Nobody has hit their 75 jump goal. In fact, okay. Many people have elevated goals that they are going for. Some of them for 150, and I believe one person has a goal of 300. So please go to reg.plungemn.org/team/fearlesscomedy and give to myself and James and Jake and Abigail and give, you know, to the whole team. And it doesn't matter if you give a little bit or a bunch because it all adds up eventually.
Yeah.
And then we jump in a frozen lake and Jenna takes pictures and then we show it to you.
Yes. Yes. I will be there to support this.
Yes.
Because I will be there to support this. Because
Jenna loves laughing at us.
Kind of. It just fills my soul with goodness every time you jump in a lake, Salsa. Yes. Nougat.
Anyway, what about you?
I don't have anything else other than the Fearless Five stuff.
Did I completely spoil your...
No, not really. I mean, it's more about you guys than it is me. Okay. I'm just there to film it and take pictures. What? I'm support role for all of your endeavors right now, Salsa.
And we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What about you?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I honestly, right now, like, not really. Nah. Kind of in limbo. January limbo. What?
I was going to start doing the limbo song.
Okay, well, good news is...
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick.
This...
Jack go on the limbo stick.
All right, well, then I'll get my band to do a cover of that song.
Yeah.
So I got that going on.
Yeah.
Only we're going to do it weird and jazzy and in like five.
Yes. Yeah, Joe's band is actually pretty cool.
No, I legitimately would love to see that. A jazzy limbo song?
All right, I'll figure it out.
Yes.
If you had a piano in your basement, I'd figure it out right now. Yeah, think all about right. that.
You figure it out. I'll record it so that Salsa can.
God. All right.
That's weird.
I guess that's it then. All right.
I think so.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Apropos of Nothing. That was perfect.
Yay. Oh, my God. See, now you've overdone.
You brought him.
I know. I also make out with him. Why? He's a good kisser.
It's because I'm domestic, y'all. Bitches love it's domestic.
True. Oh, my God, when he does the dishes, it's the most attractive fucking thing. I can't even.
Bitches love domestic.
I actually saw, I had on my...
Who's been loving this dishwasher?
My Facebook memories came up the other day, and one of them was like, there's nothing sexier than a man with dishpan hands. And I was like, oh, no, that's just been a constant still in my true. Life. Yeah.
In that case, really we'd like to say thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you to Mav for whipping out that Fast Five in record time.
Yes, thank you, Mav, for whipping it out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to everyone who's going to make your donations to Polar Plunge. And by thank you, I mean that thank you comes from the Special Olympics of Minnesota and not necessarily from me, because all of the money, every single penny, goes to the Special Olympics of Minnesota and not any to AON or Fearless or anything like that. It all goes there, and that is a good and worthy cause, all joking aside. And if there is nothing else to mention...
It's a tritone.
Eat okay. The fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.